Chapter 4. Messages to Whosoever Will Hear. Perhaps, dear reader, it has never entered your conscious thinking process that one in your third dimension can actually communicate with one in higher dimensions through the process of mind-to-mind thought placement, or telepathy, as it is known. Have you ever seriously considered the possibility of this phenomenon? Can you open your mind to its possibility? Well, then, can we reason together that if it is possible, then it is feasible that some have therefore done so? If some have therefore done so, then it is probable that these messages have been given and received as has been forthrightly stated. May we therefore reason further, that if these messages have so been given and received, then man is capable of higher things than that to which he has hitherto applied his mental abilities. It is an accepted principle that mankind uses but 1/5 of his mental capacities. Why is this so? Is he not further capable of total mental capacity? If not, why not? Earth has programmed its young far too long in an inadequate way, withholding teachings from the toddler until he is a young child, when his mental capacity is ever the same. Precious years of learning are wasted by withholding that learning, when the very young infant is capable of great reasoning power, if you but understood this truism. The inability of the infant to speak audibly is no indication of his mental capacity. In fact, none of you truly need words at all if you would develop the mind to a fuller capacity. We have taught those who thus hear us, through long and tedious training sessions of sitting quietly with us, to become receivers of our transmissions. With some such, an ability has to be developed. With others it was present within at birth. Regardless, it is a fact that humankind is perfectly proficient of pure telepathy on the highest level of clarity and perception. Let us then accept the validity of the process, and consider the fruit of it. Our mental conversations with our messengers are as real as your conversations with anyone you know or love or meet. The T1 empathic thread of experiencing soundless words within the mind is as lucid and fluent as your own tongue. Do you not also know your friends and loved ones on the telephone by the inflections, the vibrations and tones of their voice, as well as the flow of frequency within your being when that familiar voice is heard? So, likewise, do those with whom we are linked in this fashion also have those corresponding reactions of recognition and response to one who speaks with them telepathically, with a vibrational form of recognition of the validity of the identification given. In most of these instances, this kind of communication comes with ease where old ties exist between the transmitter and the receiver, just as there have doubtless been times when in close association with one greatly beloved, you have known each other's thoughts or the words before they were spoken. All of mankind has known these moments, for the original traits are only idle, not removed. So you can agree that our method is a valid one. Therefore, can you not accept that we are who we say we are and are capable of speaking with you also, and that our identities are true? Ponder on this and do not reject simply because you do not understand or because of unaccustomedness to the presentation. Consider that with God all things are possible. Your researchers have proven that distance, however great it may be, has no effect upon the communication of mind with mind. The power of thought is said to have no limitations or boundaries. Can you build a wall around the thought of a man? You know that you cannot. Thought is as expansive as the universe itself. Therefore, still the body, quiet the mind, and think on us, and we will respond to those who do in love turn thoughts toward us of the Intergalactic Space Confederation. All men are capable of cosmic communication. All of humanity is mentally endowed sufficiently to manifest the aspects of the fully open mind. The human brain is fully adequate to operate in all of its capacity, and in all of its inherent functions of sensory perceptions beyond that of the physical senses. There is no paradox here. There is no mystery involved. We are discussing a natural phenomenon not in any way religious, nor superstitious, nor that which must be hidden in the archives of old philosophies. This natural ability is within the scope of all mankind, and not merely by a gifted few. The inability of humanity to exercise these divine talents lies in their own misguided concepts, and not in their limitations. All of mind is placed at their disposal, requiring only conscious cooperation of the human consciousness. The spiritual essence of soul mind is the key to realization of the fullest potential within the human lifespan. Mentally speaking, mankind is still crawling on all fours, when they are capable of walking tall in the gate of the conqueror. The awakening of the resonating center of the human brain could deliver the Earthian society from self-imposed limitations, if they would but apply themselves to these concepts. It is an anachronism that in the days of Earth's beginnings, all of these experiences were a part of daily existence, but time and tides in the evolution of men have washed them away. The call reverberates once again for the restoration of human dignity and the upliftment of man into the reality of his divine image and his divine birthright. Furthermore, Much is yet to come to pass upon the planet which will necessitate the use of the fullest cosmic awareness in the turbulence of events that can befall this planet. Those who are attuned to universal forces will experience their own deliverance through cosmic assistance from the flow of interdimensional communication. We pray that the people of Earth will seriously undertake the return to their spiritual inheritance and their true identity in the higher area of consciousness, and diligently apply themselves to throwing off the slothfulness of the materialistic thought forms. Arise from the sleep of death and reach for the life that flows unhindered throughout the universe. This is the call that now comes, and may the Earthians answer quickly and willingly and set in motion this quest for full spiritual participation in the cosmic language of the universe.